Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, October 28th. Coming up, Illinois Democrats already hold a supermajority of seats in the State House, and they think they can pick up even more in next month's election. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. People lined streets yesterday as a state trooper killed in the line of duty was escorted from a funeral service in Champaign to a cemetery in St. Joseph. IPM's Reginald Hardwick was there.
It's Sunday afternoon, and I'm standing along Prospect Avenue in Champaign. There are dozens of Illinois State Police vehicles parked on one side of the street as the funeral service for 28-year-old trooper Corey S. Thompson takes place inside Faith United Methodist Church. Amelia Knoll held a large U.S. flag as she waited for the procession to begin.
Just the way he passed away is so tragic, so I just felt like really moved and called to come show support.
Thompson died on October 18th after a truck hit his motorcycle. He was laid to rest at a cemetery in St. Joseph. Along Prospect Avenue in Champaign, I'm Reginald Hardwick, IPM News.
The Champaign Unit 4 School District spent almost half of its American Rescue Plan dollars to modernize the old Columbia School building on Bradley Avenue. Linda Matkowski is Unit 4's chief financial officer. She says the renovations ensure the school is prepared for events like another pandemic.
What we learned coming out of COVID was that we needed to have up-to-date ventilation systems. We needed to have the ability, you'll notice that all the windows open, so there had to be an ability to be able to open and close windows to let fresh air in.
Unit 4 received $25 million from the American Rescue Plan, the third batch of federal COVID relief. Metkowski says the district was careful not to spend those dollars on salaries and other recurring expenses. Some funding did pay for learning recovery and social-emotional support staff. The district celebrated the Columbia School renovations last Thursday. The congressional district that covers most of southern Illinois is expected to stay under GOP control this November. Republican U.S. Representative Mike Bost is heavily favored to win a sixth term for Illinois' 12th district that includes part of the Metro East. After a competitive primary, Bost is heavily favored to beat his Democratic challenger on November 5th.
I will always consider them competitive, and I will always campaign as hard as I possibly can, but the district is a Republican district. I don't see the district changing.
If he wins, Boss says he'd like to pass a new farm bill and keep his chairmanship of the Veterans Affairs Committee. Democratic opponent Brian Roberts, a Carbondale lawyer, did not respond to requests for comment. Illinois sports had a bit of a tough weekend. IPM student reporter Jacob Stutz has more.
For the first time since taking down Ohio State 17 years ago, Illinois football got a chance for an upset against the number one team in the country. But unlike the win in Columbus, the Illini came out flat in Eugene. Oregon steamrolled their way to a 35-3 halftime lead, and it was smooth sailing for the Ducks from there. And to make matters worse, Illinois lost top receiver Pat Bryant after he took a hard hit to the head late in the third quarter. After a 38-9 loss, the Illini will look to bounce back next week at home against Minnesota. But Illini fans can forget about that loss quickly, with men's basketball playing their first exhibition game today against Ole Miss. Tip-off is at 11 a.m. on the SEC Network and Busey Bank Illini Sports Network. I'm Jacob Stutz.
Still to come, Illinois Democrats already hold a supermajority of seats in the State House, and they think they can pick up even more in next month's election. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 72 degrees and a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 62 degrees, a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and warmer with a high of 83 degrees, a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 45 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 63 degrees, a south wind 20 to 25 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny and windy with a high of 81 degrees, and a south wind gusting to 45 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we're diving into the potential policy outcomes of this year's presidential election. From Project 2025 to Trump's own Agenda 47 to the Harris campaign's New Way Forward. We'll begin with abortion and reproductive health care, as well as immigration and asylum. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's no secret that the Democratic Party holds a great deal of political power in Illinois. Democrats have a stronghold on every statewide constitutional office, from the governor to the comptroller. And the House and Senate at the state capitol are overwhelmingly blue. Every seat in the Illinois State House of Representatives is up for election this year. And as November 5th draws near, Democratic leaders are hoping to not only hold on to their supermajority, but also grow it. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Of 118 total House seats in Springfield, Democrats currently hold 78 of them. That's two-thirds of the House. But even with that comfortable margin, the Democratic Party of Illinois wants even more. It's looking to expand its power this election. Lisa Hernandez is chair of the state Democratic Party.
The momentum, the excitement, the kind of feedback I'm getting, I can't help it, but tell you that it is... It looks good in Illinois.
Hernandez has served in the Illinois House as a state representative for almost two decades. She believes the Illinois Republicans have fallen out of touch with voters. And so Democrats are eyeing six Republican-held House seats across the state in the hopes of flipping them blue this November.
We are about keeping and preserving our values, our democratic values. I mean, the fight is there to... when it comes to women's rights, working families.
One of the six seats Democrats hope to flip is the 114th District, which covers East St. Louis and some of the rural areas surrounding it. It's currently held by Republican Kevin Schmidt. His challenger, Latoya Greenwood, previously held that seat for 6 years. She lost to Schmidt in 2022 by more than 2,000 votes.
I remember just trying to understand actually what happened. That next day, just trying to figure out, where did I go wrong?
Greenwood says she was caught off guard because it's been a Democratic area for many years. And East St. Louis's population is 95% Black. Greenwood, who is Black and from East St. Louis, says Schmidt just doesn't understand the community.
He has not represented me. In 2 years, he hasn't voted for a budget that would bring resources to my community or the Metro East area.
Schmidt is a white chiropractor from Millstadt, a village of about 4,000 people 13 miles south of East St. Louis. He says he's not worried about losing to Greenwood.
She was in office, I believe, for three terms and never lifted a finger as far as listening to constituents in the entire district.
But Schmidt has his work cut out for him to get reelected. Greenwood has a massive fundraising advantage over Schmidt. This is a disadvantage Minority Leader of the House, Tony McCombie, says is true for most Republicans in down-ballot races across Illinois.
We have lost a lot of our big donors. You know, we're not going to get a late surprise here in October of $1 million donor.
McCombie says her party faces an uphill battle in the quest to get more seats.
We're not going to say we're going to become the majority party. We're not going to say we're going to flip 10 seats. We're saying we're going to do this one cycle at a time, bit by bit, and get us closer to the map in the 10-year time.
So while the Democrats are targeting six incumbent Republicans for defeat next month and expand their supermajority even more, the Illinois GOP is taking the long view, trying to inch its way back to power. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, Will Bauer, Jacob Stutz, and Mawa Iqbal. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.